Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the podcast of the Load Seaters for Friday, the 8th of January, 2021. Today, we're going to be talking about the mostly peaceful Capitol storming. We're going to be contrasting that to the mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter riots. And we'll be talking about the complete deplatforming of the President of the United States. But before we do that, we would like to encourage you to go to loadseats.com and check out the reporting that we have done on this. There is a very, very comprehensive timeline of the events of January the 6th that has been put together by our team here. It's absolutely excellent. It's got all the links that you'll need to all of the things that have been done. And while you're there, you could become a member and check out our book club. We have a shelf over here that you can't quite see with the books that we've done so far. Okay, we've only got, four so far, but it's only like 2 months old. Give me a break. We've got Frank Dacosta's Dictators. We've got The Rule of Law by Lord Bingham. And next week, I will have Marcus Aurelius's Meditations done on the book club to tell you all about it and recommend why you should read that yourself. And I tell you what, we all need a bit more stoicism in our lives because things are really going off the rails. And this is the one thing that you can control is your reaction to things. But anyway, enough shilling. Callum, did you know that Donald Trump has disavowed his protesters?
I literally can't say what I want to say because of YouTube's editorial guidelines.
No, you can't.
But I equally disavow his protesters.
Yeah, I think we're all forced by YouTube's editorial policies to disavow his protesters. What can I say? We're being compelled. Kayleigh McEnany posted this press release, press briefing, was posted to the White House YouTube channel. And Trump posted on his own YouTube channel, which is that and his Twitter account are the last social media accounts that I think he still has. But I mean, essentially, and I hate to say this, because as someone who didn't begin as a Trump supporter, but really approved of what Trump did during his time in office and really came to like his resilient character against the constant attacks, this is basically a message of surrender. And I'm very annoyed by it. And I can't stand the fact that they're playing into the mainstream media narrative about an event that actually was mostly peaceful, as we will go through in a minute. Kayleigh McEnany said the violence is unacceptable. Trump called this a heinous attack. He was fighting to defend American democracy through legal avenues. There's going to be a new administration. There'll be an orderly transition of power, and there will be healing and reconciliation. So pretty much the same rhetoric that Joe Biden is using or was using before, of course, this heinous attack happened. Lindsey Graham had possibly the worst take on this, which is frustrating. I mean, Lindsey Graham, I mean, like he was never a particularly strong Trump supporter, although he did in some ways support Trump. And there was a time back, I should have got the clip for this really, when during the Kavanaugh hearings, after the left's mask had gone full off and they were saying, no, we don't care about justice, we don't care that these are allegations from 30 years ago, Lindsey Graham had a great little speech in the Senate hearing where he was like, you know, something like, you're all so power mad that, you know, you're dangerous and I hope you never get it. Well, Lindsey, they've got it now. They've got the power that they want now. And this is ridiculous. Lindsey Graham, after this happened, I mean, don't get me wrong, I appreciate that maybe to the senators it was scary, right? Because we saw the pictures of Nancy Pelosi's computer, and they've got like flashing red warnings. Oh, the protesters are in the building, security alert, blah, blah, blah. And so they're freaking out, like, oh my God, something terrible's happening. But it just doesn't seem to bear out with actually what the evidence shows. But Lindsey Graham says this, they could have blown the building up. They could have killed us all. They could have destroyed the government. What? This is a boomer protest, Lindsey. Like, this isn't Black Lives Matter. This isn't Antifa. They don't hate the idea of the US government. What they hate is they feel that they're not being well treated. He says, lethal force should have been used. We dodged a major bullet. If this is not a wake-up call, I don't know what is. Well, lethal force was used on an unarmed protester who wasn't posing any imminent threat to the person who shot her, Lindsey. Is that what the Southern gentleman is in favour of? A woman being shot? An unarmed woman being shot when she wasn't even being aggressive? Like, and you can see in the various video angles of the woman being shot that there are armed police escorting them around the building. So how much damage and how much trouble could they really have been in if they're being escorted by their own security forces? But anyway.
The armed police were literally stood right behind her. So if this, I don't know which department he's in, this officer had shot just, you know, slight to the left, he would have been shooting his fellow officers
yeah.
in the building.
Yeah, if he'd missed, he could have shot one of his comrades, yeah. This is just an absurd hyperbolic statement. The protesters weren't armed. None of them were armed, as far as I can tell. None of them have a gun or, you know, a knife or a machete or something. I don't know.
Like, Molotov.
Molotov, yeah. Nothing got burned down. And there was a policeman who died from injuries from fighting, but we'll get into that in a bit. But this was not like people breaking in to lynch the senators, right? That's not what this was. This, in my opinion, was people who wanted to be heard by the Democratic Party who wasn't listening to them. And I think this is massively over-egging the pudding, as it were. Joe Biden, of course, has... You'll remember the calls for unity. Joe Biden's the president-elect. Ah, well, we should all unify. I'm not going to go after my opponents. I'm not going to go after Trump. I'm not going to go after Trump supporters. Let's all come in and feel the warm embrace and sniff of the new president-elect. And instead, these calls for unity have absolutely disappeared, right? This is what he said. This is an assault on the citadel of liberty, an assault on the rule of law, on the most sacred of undertakings. We grieve the loss of life, grieve the destruction of the people's house. This is just religious language now. He sounds like a preacher. Like, don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. Antifa is just an idea. These people who have been setting up their autonomous zones, they've been burning down courthouses, they've been assaulting people in the street, they've been shooting people in the streets. These are a peaceful protest of concerned citizens. The actual peaceful protest of concerned citizens are now the insurrectionist domestic terrorists. I mean, it's just baffled. It's beggars belief. The entire thing's totally inverted. People who actually set up, like, secessionist areas where they say this isn't the United States are not insurrectionists. However, people who demand representation and the to be listened to by their elected representatives, they are insurrectionists and they're domestic terrorists.
There's a thing I wanted to... make the point here. Like, were these people who stormed the Capitol being violent? Well, objectively, yes. They used shields or whatever to break down the glass. They got inside. They then tried to push their way into the, you know, they're using violence. Sure, that's a criticism you can make. But not from man who also says that killing people in the streets is just an idea.
Yeah.
And it's also the absurdity. He's now, I believe, calling for the impeachment or the overthrow of the president in his last few days because of this case of people breaking into a building. Well, in which case, if that's the standard from now on, the entire Democratic Party is screwed. Because next 4 years, there'll be another BLM movement because it works like clockwork.
Yep.
And then what? Because they'll all have to endorse it. They'll all have to defend it again. Okay, then all of you have to go.
Yep.
You know? Okay, fine. We'll make this the standard. I look forward to the next 4 years.
But of course, with all of these things, there's one standard for the left and there's one standard for the right. The MAGA folk are looked at as if they're supposed to be the people who are going to uphold Western civilization and yet not be heard in their complaints about the things that are happening. As essentially we discovered with Constantine yesterday, the way that, you know, he recognizes a double standard, but they just have to live with it. I think it's totally unfair. Anyway, like I said...
I would agree they have to... live with the standard, but the point is also the left also has to apply by that standard, and currently that's not happening.
Well, that hasn't happened for years.
Yep.
Like, at no point in the last 4 years of Trump's presidency has that happened. There seems to be no way of actually making it happen. There seems to be no way of making them hold up to the same
decent, law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, not even slightly. And in fact, they're praised. I mean, there are books written in defense of looting that various left-wing newspapers were written going, well, I mean, this look at this brave new book in defense of looting. There's no defensive looting. That's just it. End of story. Why are you promoting this? Oh, and we'll get to the media's hypocrisy on these things. Anyway, so we've got an amazing timeline on LotusEast.com, which Josh and Hugo put together yesterday. It's really, really good. If you can just scroll down it, John, so people can see just quite how detailed it is. It's got all the times, all the links, exactly what's happening. It's really, really useful. It's on LotusEast.com. It'll be really useful if you're having an argument with someone about how things are done, because we've actually done the work, and I don't think anyone else has done anything this comprehensive. So it begins with sort of scuffles with cops. We can go to the next one. And this is, you know, there is violence going on. You know, I mean, it's not Black Lives Matter levels of violence, but they do.
Yeah, I mean,
this
is Berkeley 2016 level of violence, maybe.
Yeah, pushing through the cops, throwing a few punches. You know, look, you can see, like, pepper spray. Okay, you know,
Yeah, and just to be clear, like, disavowed not only because YouTube makes us, but yeah, if you actually are using violence, that's wrong.
Sure, but it's not anything that's outside of the norm for American politics at this point, and this norm was created by the left, covering and endorsing Antifa and Black Lives Matter when they went so much further, you know, so much further. Billions of dollars of property damage, 19 people dead according to Wikipedia, and that was in the summer of 2020 alone. You know, that's only in a six-month period of 2020 that this happened. That's not including all of the previous years in which all of this was building up. But anyway.
Like, if these were BLM guys, if I was on the ground, I don't know if it'd be worth filming and uploading. I'd be like, scuffling with police, who cares?
Yeah.
Because it's going to get so much worse today.
Oh, yeah, it's just not newsworthy anymore, right? But anyway, yeah, so you can see that happening. You see them at some points forcing their way past the barriers, getting pepper sprayed. There's one where a cop punches one of them, and I assume they punch him back and things like this. But it's like low-level sort of violence. You know, when we say violence, that makes it sound more intimidating than it is. There we go. Right, so it shouldn't be happening. It should be a peaceful protest, obviously. But on a scale of 1 to 10, this is like a 3, right? This is especially in the current environment in America. This is not the end of the world, and this is certainly not something surprising. And then we get the allegations that the cops just literally let the protesters through. Now, I don't know which area this is because it's hard to make out. But as you can see, the cops aren't shoving or pushing anyone here. They're just letting them through. They move the barrier, and then they sort of escort them through. And that's really weird. I mean, why are the police doing that? At this point, you can see them, they're not engaged in some sort of physical altercation. They're just discussing things with them, it looks like, and letting them through.
My only defense is they might have an order to fall back, so because there's only a few there. Maybe they want to fall back to an area where there's more of them, so then they can hold the protesters.
Maybe, but you can see the police are just walking with their backs to the protesters away from them.
They're not startled.
In a leisurely manner. You know, these are not people who think that the protesters are going to kick them to the ground and kill them, unlike in a Black Lives Matter protest or something like this, or in an Antifa protest where they actually seem to want to hurt the cops. And this is why Antifa, like, was it Seattle? They took over the police precinct for the Chaz, and the Chaz was centered around a police station that they had, like, burned out or something. But anyway, the guy who filmed this was obviously not in favor of the Trump supporters, because it was weird how what he describes is the opposite of what he has captured on the video. This was captured by a Mr. Marcus DiPaolo, and he said they definitely didn't just open the barriers. The pro-Trump rioters made a fist like they were going to punch the cops, which is why I started recording. Then they backed off the barricades. Completely outnumbered, there wouldn't have been any point in fighting. He said the cops didn't open the gates, adding, no, the barrier was there. Protesters just pushed it aside and the cops abandoned their post. We can see the video. The cops aren't fleeing. The protesters aren't, like, throwing things around and throwing punches or anything. It seems to just be part of an agreement. And then we get to the QAnon shaman chap, who was made very famous because of the outlandish way that he was dressed. This was a guy called Jake Angeli, and this was reported by a local news reporter. He says, I spoke with Jake Angeli, the QAnon guy who got inside the Senate chamber. He said the police eventually gave up trying to stop him and other Trump supporters and let them in. After a while, the police politely asked him to leave and let him go without arrest. And that really seems to be the order of the day, the way that things played out. Because, I mean, you get like some parts where they're smashing bits of the Senate, and we'll get to all that in a minute, because once they're in, this is the way that things looked. If we can get the next one up, right? So this is like they breached the Capitol. And can we just play that video in the background just so people can see the sort of motion that's happening? Because it's not exactly terrifying. If we can, I mean, they're just ambling in. A couple of them are hurrying in, but most people are just kind of walking. If people weren't jumping over the barricades, you wouldn't know that they weren't tourists. You just wouldn't know. It's just people going in. They seem to be on a holiday or something. And if we go for the next one, it seems to get even more orderly as they get into the building. Because they're just wandering through the halls. In fact, most of them seem to be staying within the velvet ropes that they're meant to stay within. It's like they are on a tour of the Senate. And they're not running around, they're not burning anything, they're not smashing any of the statues, they're not even in a hurry. Most of them are filming like they're tourists that have just turned up. Oh, look at this, the Capitol building. I'll take all these pictures. It's a beautiful building, obviously. And it's actually, it's nice that they weren't just destroying all of this stuff, because it's all very beautiful stuff. But, like, I don't think that if that were Black Lives Matter or Antifa, we would get the same result. I think the Black Lives Matter and Antifa would have set fire to this like they did everything else.
Let's just talk about statues for a second.
Well, yes, exactly. How well would those statues and the people that those statues represent have been received by a radical left-wing invasion of the Capitol? But this article from Business Insider I found absolutely fascinating, because they are essentially just surprised at the way things happened. As you can see, officers calmly posed for selfies and appeared to open the gates for protesters during the madness of the Capitol building insurrection. Okay, you call it a Capitol building insurrection and madness, but I'm not seeing much madness from the video footage that we are being shown. And from their own description, right, they say, the US Capitol Police Force is under fire for the way it handled Wednesday's insurrection at Capitol Hill, as officers were filmed taking selfies with rioters and appearing to help them move back barricades and open doors. Protesters, who seemed as intent on chronicling the breach as participating in it, posed for selfies with officers and uploaded the images to social media. But this is the whole thing. It just seems to be that they're going there to get content for social media. That seems to be the whole point of this for the protesters. In one video, an officer can be seen posing for selfies with members of the mob and interacting with them in a congenial manner. Where's the mayhem? Where's the rioting? Where's the madness? Many images and videos show members of the pro-Trump contingent cheerfully walking through the Capitol, posing for photos and carrying away items. We'll get to this carrying away items bit in a minute. When asked why the police weren't forcing protesters who had broken into the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office to leave, an officer said, "We've just got to let them do their thing now," which I guess is this exactly the same treatment as they gave Antifa and Black Lives Matter. We've just got to let them do their thing. Is that okay? One member of the mob, speaking to CNN, described a group of protesters smoking weed in one of the Capitol rooms. The police, he said, were very cool. They were like, "Hey guys, have a good night." What the hell is going on? Like, this is the terrible insurrection that we're being told about, is it? When the Chaz was set up and they were like, "Oh, we're going to have a summer of love. It's going to be like a big hippie festival."
That's what I image,
yeah.
You know?
This is actually like a big hippie festival by these descriptions. At one point, the Times reported, like, again, if these were like crazy wacko, small-time conspiracy theory fringe outlets that were saying all this, I'd be like, yeah, well, it was obviously nonsense. But this is from what? Business Insider, and they're citing the Times, right? A group of Trump supporters wandered through the building in search of Chuck Schumer's office. When they expressed difficulty in finding it, a Capitol police officer kindly directed them. "Oh, well, it's just down here, sir." Right. How is it the cops and the protesters getting on so well? In a message on Thursday morning, Michelle Obama, like many others, noted the relative calm with which the police handled the pro-Trump mob, comparing it to how Black Lives Matter protesters have been treated by the authorities. Well, there seems to be a tangible and qualitative difference in the way that these mobs are acting, Michelle, right? "Like all of you, I watched as a gang, organized, violent, and mad they'd lost the election, laid siege to the United States Capitol." Can we just go back to some of those video footage? Because, like, what are you talking about? Like, that doesn't... what are you talking about? This is an organized gang that's laying
very
siege...
Very organized.
Yeah,
but
like the most polite booze. There's this one photo of going around of this little old lady. She looks
"Hello,
like,
could we overthrow your republic, please?"
Yeah, there's this one photo of a little old lady with a mask that's strapped under her chin, and she's just holding things. She's like, you're standing next to these giant pillars, smiling, and it's like, this is someone's grandmother. Like, what are you talking about, Michelle? Like, they set up gallows. They proudly waved the traitorous flag of the Confederacy through the halls. I just didn't see it.
There was a guy with a Confederate flag.
Oh, there probably was one idiot with a Confederate flag.
Yeah.
But like this,
that was the front page of the BBC, of course.
Of course it was. Of course it was. They desecrated the center of American government. Well, by smoking weed.
See, because there's two interpretations of this. There's the left's narrative on this observation.
Hang on, there's one more thing.
Okay.
There's one question I can't shake. What if these rioters had looked like the folk who go to Ebenezer Baptist Church every Sunday? What would have been different? I think we all know the answer. Yeah, I think that it wouldn't have quite have been so peaceful as they were going through the Senate chamber. I think a few more fires would have been started, Michelle. I think a few more statues would have been torn down. And I think a few more police officers would actually have been attacked with the intent of attacking a police officer and not merely getting past them, which is clearly what the Trump supporters were doing.
Yeah. So the point I wanted to make was there's two interpretations. And what I've seen fluctuating left-wing echo chambers is that, of course, it's the police officers who are getting along because they're on the same side as the protesters because they're part of the white supremacy patriarchy, blah, 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 right? And it's like, okay, you can make that claim. But that's one way of looking at it. But when you look at the, as you point out, the difference between the types of things that the mobs do. Yeah. So you look at a BLM mob when they storm a building or such and such. They smash every window they can see. They tear down every statue they can see.
Set fires. Burn down buildings.
Yeah.
Shoot people.
Yes. And
David Dorn just got shot in the street for nothing. None of these protesters appear to be armed. Like, the idea that she's like, oh, well, they'd be treated differently. Well, that's because they're carrying different equipment and acting in different ways, Michelle. It's your behavior that gets you, that your behavior determines the kind of reaction you get from the state. If some protesters are like, excuse me, officer, can you direct us to Chuck Schumer's office? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's just down there, chaps. You know, like
he's not grabbing his baton and being like, get back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and they're not like, ah, death to the pigs, you know. What was it? No, pigs in a blanket fry them like bacon, Michelle. Who chanted that? It wasn't the MAGA guys, was it, Michelle? God, no. I'm gone.
But that's the point there, which is that, no, it's not because of their politics or the police sympathizing with them. Because as we've seen, one of them was shot. Yes. And if you look at the footage of the lady being shot, like they're sort of pushing against the door.
Yeah.
So I can understand.
Which is barricaded from the other side.
Yeah. So I can understand that he feels threatened in the sense that these guys are hostile and they're trying to get in. Okay, but when you look at the footage, there's no immediate threat to his life.
No.
So he's going to be screwed in the court case.
Well,
he's
already been put on administrative leave.
Yeah, so when it comes to what you did there, I reckon he's going to get charged with manslaughter. Now, I'm generally with the police in these situations because you have the law and morally you have to give them leeway.
Yeah, dealing absolutely. With complex... It's a scary situation.
Yeah,
sure.
But in his case, there really wasn't any defense. She's completely unarmed.
She was flanked by armed police.
Flanked by armed police officers, which he would have been able to see. I know it's a little bit obstructed, but he would have been able to see the police officers. Because afterwards, you can see him going, oh. Because the police officer shouting at him.
Yeah, what are you...
What the hell are you doing? And then they have to administer first aid to her. And so, I mean, if it was not that, if it was a bunch of people screaming, throwing Molotovs and whatnot, okay, yeah, there would have been more violence, but that's because the mob would have been more violent.
Yeah. But more importantly, when have the police ever fired on a mob of Black Lives Matter protesters? When have they ever done it? You're right, Michelle. They would have been treated differently. They would have used less lethal force. That's what would have happened. When it's MAGA protesters, one of them just gets shot, smoked, and it doesn't matter. No one cares. None of the media care. None of the politicians are caring. But they'll all go, we're so disappointed about the tragic death. Then why don't you listen to them?
I don't believe them.
Yeah, I don't believe you at all. I think that if Lindsey Graham's anything to go by, definitely not.
And again, this is not to endorse what the guys are doing in the sense of pushing into the building. But it's the obvious point that everyone on the left is lying about this.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make it out to be, you know, some heinous crime. How could this possibly happen?
An insurrection.
Like, exactly. But you guys have been doing this exact type of violence for a long time.
Actual insurrections. Like, there's a qualitative difference. Let's just go to the next one very quickly, right? This picture is the best thing. Can we get that picture up a bit bigger, John? Just so people can see it in more detail. Because I really want you to take a look at this guy, right? This picture is amazing. I love this picture so much, more than anything in the world, because it's look, there are so many small bits about it, right? So it's a guy in a Trump bobble hat, for anyone listening who can't see it. He's smiling and waving at the camera, and it's a genuine smile. You know, it goes up to his eyes, you can see the crow's feet, you know. He's having a great time, and he's carrying the podium with the seal of the Speaker of the House on it. And he's clearly prattling around.
I love he's between the ropes.
Yeah, he's between the ropes where he's supposed to be, and he's clearly having a laugh, right? This is a guy called Adam Johnson, a father of five from Florida. So Florida man has turned up in the Capitol and he's having a good time. He's not burning anything. He shouldn't be taking the speaker's podium. That's right. That's true.
Yep.
But it's obviously some kind of lark. It's like a bunch of drunk frat boys who are just being silly because they are obviously just being silly, right? But the way that this is described by the Daily Beast, the mob was eventually brought under control by police forces, but not before four people died and dozens were arrested. Well, one of them got shot by the cops. and three of them had medical emergencies outside somewhere else.
Yeah, this was conflated because of the fog of war, but yeah. It seems to be now that they all had medical emergencies that did not relate to the storming. They were just in the capital area for the protest and had to be taken away and had died.
Yeah.
That's the information I have. If it's wrong, update me, but that's
and it seems to be a consequence of it being essentially a boomer protest.
Yeah, just like one of the guys made a, you know, he organized a bus to bus people up, and he died of a medical emergency that had nothing to do with the storming.
Yeah.
And that's one of the four.
Yeah.
There is also a police officer. Do we want to get to that yet?
Well, we'll get to that at the end, because I'm not I don't know about that. But
I can take a guess on that, though.
Right, okay, we'll go for it. But yeah, and then, so there's Florida man here who just, I just love the cheery wave. Like, this is not a dangerous man, right? This is not someone who looks like he has intentions on lynching the Senate, Lindsey Graham, right? Idiot.
It's like they clearly have no plan.
Yeah.
There was no, like, we're going to storm it and kill them all. It's like, we're going to storm it and make prank phone calls.
Exactly. Like, they have no plan. And like the QAnon shaman, he's got a bullhorn on him. He doesn't have a gun. He's got an American flag and a megaphone. You know, he wants to be heard. You don't bring a megaphone unless you want people to hear you. If you want to do damage and violence to people, you bring weaponry. They didn't bring weaponry. So this was, I mean, what kind of insurrection happens with no arms at all? It's not like in America they can't hold guns. These are the Republican Trump supporters. I bet they all own like a dozen guns each, and yet they came unarmed. And so they go through and they're having a good time, you know, prattling around smoking weed in the Capitol building. And the left's like, this is armed insurrection. This is not armed insurrection, and these are not terrorists. They're not trying to overthrow the government. They just want to be heard. They feel they're not being represented.
I think you could make an argument in the broadest possible term of a terrorist is they are terrorizing the people in the building by breaking in, because that is a form of violence. But on the scale of terrorism...
I don't think that...
If they are terrorists, any member of Antifa is a terrorist at this point.
Well, yeah, every Black Lives Matter supporter is a terrorist by that standard. I think these are people that just want to be heard. And I don't think they use a disproportionate level of violence in this at all. But let's go for the next one, because this is just classic. This is a former employee of BuzzFeed called, I can't actually pronounce his real name, but he goes, Tim Gionette. And he goes by the name of Baked Alaska on the internet. He has been a far-right activist for a number of years now after leaving BuzzFeed. He got kind of famous during the initial, during 2016 when he made some sort of cheesy Trump rap, and is just basically a hardcore MAGA supporter, and then went into the sort of white nationalist spaces. I've spoken to him. He's an idiot. He's not an evil guy. I don't think he's malevolent. I think he's just an idiot. He's just like a young idiot who just wants to have fun. Like, he used to walk around LA streaming with like a set of speakers where people could pay money to have something come through the speaker. And so you can imagine the kind of things that the internet would have coming through the speakers, especially if they were walking past, I don't know, a group of black people or something, right? Imagine what words were coming out of these speakers being paid for by the internet as they were walking past black people. That's the kind of idiots they are, right? They are jokesters. They are morons. And you can look at the guy behind him. Look how much fun they're having, right? This is him making prank calls from Nancy Pelosi's phone. That's what they did. They got into Nancy Pelosi's office and they made crank calls. They're not overthrowing the Republic. Like, these are not people with a plan. They are not like right-wing extremists or otherwise known as internet idiots, right? Whose mothers are probably phoning them up going, Tim, what are you doing? Why am I seeing you on CNN being called a domestic terrorist and insurrectionist? It's like, Mum, I don't know. It was just a laugh, Mum. You know that's what's happening, right? These people are not compass mentis enough to overthrow a goddamn republic. Unlike...
Like, they didn't decide to steal the hard drives or any of her files or, I don't know, like, smash up the place.
Pelosi's
like,
computer was still logged in and they didn't go through the emails. And it's just like, what? I would have done.
But like someone with a plan who could think it through, yes. Right? They clearly had no plan because they just picked up the phone and were like, let's call Trump. It's just like, that'll be funny. It was like, okay,
maybe. Line's busy, I don't know.
Yeah, apparently when they tried it, the line was dead and they couldn't get through. So Idiots. Then I think they tried to call up the Senate, but of course there's
They're
no one
in the Senate.
It's like, there's no one in it. We just took it.
You're in it. Idiots. This is what I mean. Like, the calling these people insurrectionists is giving them way too much credit. They are not capable. Well, they probably would be eventually, but like that's not what they are. They're morons, right? Having fun and getting content for the internet. That's why they're streaming it all. That's where all they're having a laugh. You can see all the chat that's coming up because they're streaming it for their audiences online because this is content. They are. I mean, it's just ridiculous, right? And so. The way that this being like this, the way that Biden is portraying, let's go back to Biden's statement here. Where is it? Lindsey Graham, they could have blown up the building. They could have killed us all. They could have destroyed the government. Really? Baked Alaska is going to bring down the fall of the Republic, is he? Is this guy?
Could you imagine?
Yeah, exactly. This guy trying to call the Senate while he is in the Senate.
Like he could have called Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, exactly. Just, what are you doing? Like, it's just ridiculous. But don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorist. No, they were idiots. Idiots. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. Anyway, but that's not to say that there weren't some mysterious agitators that appeared to be in the crowd. Because there were. Not these morons. And this is why the narrative that, oh, this was Antifa came along. Now, we can see, because we know some of the people like who we just pointed out, that there weren't. We can't just say this was Antifa. There are lots of people who there are identifiable, who are part of, and honestly, a lot of those are the white nationalist fringe, who are generally sort of, you know, not accepted into the Trump movement, but can go down to a protest like everyone else wearing a MAGA hat. These are the sort of like idiots who orchestrated Charlottesville, frankly. I believe there was a guy from the Traditionalist Workers Party, which is a white nationalist party, who was also like at Charlottesville, who was also here. And because his picture features on websites that are Antifa websites, people were saying, oh, this is Antifa. It's like, no, this is Antifa saying this guy's a Nazi. I mean, he kind of is. So, you know, they're not wrong. But that doesn't mean that it's Antifa doing it. They were definitely white nationalists. But there were some really strange things. So you have this. Is this the one I was talking about? This. Right. Okay. So the one after. Yeah. So you've got. People saying that there are people like assaulting the doors. Let me go to the next one, seconds. So, can we? Yeah. So you've got this guy here who's dressed in black, but he's got a helmet with Trump on it, and he's banging this window. And can we listen to the audio?
Because they're shouting.
Yeah, because they're shouting. Right. So,
you see, they're grabbing his back.
Yeah.
Antifa, yeah. Antifa.
You can hear them yelling, Antifa, Antifa. Right? And then one of them jumps up and just, you know, tackles him. There we go. Like, stop smashing the damn thing. Right, so if we stop... Yeah. So it's not like the crowd is in unanimous agreement with property destruction, as always. This is just obviously... and they think it's Antifa supporters who are doing this.
Well, there's multiple people there shouting at him and then stopping him.
Yes. So, I mean, this is not just a mob that's focused on wanton destruction and violence. That's obvious. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to stop people from destroying stuff. I mean, and the thing is, right?
It'd be a pretty weird thing to do if you were.
Yeah. And I just want to, in Black Lives Matter's defense, right, I have seen videos of very much the same thing happening at Black Lives Matter protests, where some... radioactive person dressed all in black with a face mask is running around smashing windows, and a black lady or a black girl is like, this guy's smashing stuff, this white guy's smashing stuff, we don't know who he is, he's not with us, we don't, what are you doing, stop doing this, you know. And it's like, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? This is like radioactive glow on these people.
There was also some great footage of the early moments where there were still people who were going to protest that were protests, like it hadn't yet formed into that. And I remember seeing some footage of some white kid who dressed up as Antifa. He's smashing up the ground to pull out rocks so they can throw it at the police. And all the black people look at him and they just go, they just start screaming, it's white people! It's white people! And then they grab him and they push him to the ground and throw him over to the cops. So they're just like, take him, get him out of here.
Based.
But that's the thing. It's, yeah, you do get these people, but it's also... Yeah.
But I mean, it could well be that these are anarchists. And was one arrested, or is that something you want to talk about later?
Anarchist?
Yeah, an Antifa guy.
Oh, one of them has been found. I don't have it in my list, but Andy Knows confirmed that one of the guys there is an Antifa prominent speaker. He goes to BLM events a lot. Yep. And he, as of last night, has been arrested for participating in this. Right.
So there does seem to have been a small element of Antifa, at least from what we seem to have identified.
There's a small element confirmed by the evidence. There might be more. We don't know, but yeah, I don't want
to
say there is.
But we want to stick very closely to what we can see and what appears to be real, because that's actually what we're really concerned about. Which is why when they're saying that Baked Alaska is a threat to the Republic, I'm sorry. Oh, God. I don't even know where to start. Anyway, so the worst thing they seem to have done once they got in there is rifle through Nancy Pelosi's office. We can go to the next one. And it just like idiots, you can, I don't know if you can scroll down if there's a picture or something, but they messed it up. You know, there's paper on the floor, and that'll be really inconvenient for some intern to pick up.
But it's not on fire.
No, it's not on fire. I mean, this was one of the great pictures of just some boomer sat in her chair with his flag on the side and just looking like an idiot. Like, just this jackass who's just... And, I mean, don't get me wrong, he shouldn't be there, but it's not overthrowing the Republic, it's not lynching the senators, it's not them hanging from the rafters. Like, Lindsey Graham, he hasn't blown up the government. I don't know why you'd even say that. It's such an absurd, extremist position.
The most threatening weapon there are Nancy Pelosi's scissors. You could see by his foot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, careful, Nancy. You know, I do wonder what's in her emails, though.
Well, hair appointments, apparently.
Well, yes, exactly. That's a good point.
There's a folder in her from the screenshot that just says hair appointments. She has a whole folder in her emails for her hair appointments.
She does have great hair.
She takes very good care of it. A lot of money. Well, I suppose when you got, what was it, $600,000 fridges?
No, $25,000 fridges.
Oh, sorry.
$600,000 houses. Yeah. Multiple houses. That were apparently vandalized.
That hair's worth a lot.
Got to look good.
Anyway.
But anyway, Pelosi's response to the plebeians daring to sit in her chair was, this morning, Schumer and I placed a call to Vice President Pence to urge him to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would allow the Vice President, the majority of the Cabinet, to remove the President. We have not yet heard back from the Vice President.
CNN actually reported on this. Apparently, she called up Mike Pence, spent 25 minutes on hold, and then Mike Pence picked up to say, sorry, I'm busy, and then hung up.
talk about snubbed.
Yeah, so then she made that tweet. Or at least she did it when she was on hold, I guess. I mean, she's got time.
Oof. She also said, the president's dangerous acts necessitate his immediate removal from office. We look forward to hearing from the vice president as soon as possible and to receiving a positive answer as to whether he and his cabinet will honor their oath to the Constitution and to Americans. Okay, Nancy. All right. Calm down. I realize this has been an alarming day for you. You didn't think the Trump supporters would ever go and sit in your seat, ever dare to desecrate the hallowed halls of your Congress and Senate.
My hair appointments.
Yeah, exactly. Interrupt your hair appointment. I bet you were late for your hair appointment. That must have been awful. But again, just
for YouTube's benefit and anyone else, bad. Do not break down the walls.
Do not interrupt Nancy Pelosi's hair appointments.
Yes, but, you know,
disavow.
Don't commit violence. But this is not what they're making it out to be, which is, you know, the new 9/11.
No. Yeah. Exactly. And sorry, I didn't mean for this to go quite this long, but there's just so much. But anyway, AOC tweeted out something extreme, if you can believe it. Congress, she says, where am I looking? Oh, yeah. Congress must pass this resolution to investigate for sanction expulsion any member of Congress who helped incite this attack on our nation. Our republic is in great danger and is imperiled further without swift action to protect it. The president incited an attack on Congress. He's deeply unstable. The cabinet must invoke the 25th Amendment. To be honest with you, this is sounding very much like the burning of the Reichstag to me. This is the sort of response I'd expect Hitler to have come out with when the, you know...
Purge the opposition.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that is what he did. He banned all left-wing parties.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know, you know, and she's like, right, purge the opposition. Ban all MAGA. Yeah, ban all MAGA, yeah, exactly. Congress must also pursue impeachment and removal of the president. It's like, look, I'm not saying that you guys set this up. What I'm saying is, how did they get access so easily, and why were the police so cooperative?
That's a question I wanted to ask, because there's...
Why are you making this out to be worse than it obviously is?
I mean, even with a layman's understanding of security, there would have been someone listening to Trump's speech to hear what he was saying.
Yeah.
And when he mentioned, you guys afterwards should go march on the Congress, be peaceful, but go and march there.
Yeah.
He should have immediately thought, right, we need more officers at the Congress to make sure no one goes in.
I mean, he didn't say storm the place. He didn't say commit violence.
He explicitly told them not to.
He explicitly told them not to. And then he was tweeting out three tweets where he said, don't do anything violent. We're the party of law and order. Stay peaceful. This is a protest sort of thing. And then he put out a video telling them all to go home after they got in, that which was censored by Twitter and Facebook. And then he was just randomly deplatformed, but we'll get to that if we have time, hopefully. So that one police officer has died from the fighting. I'm not really sure too much about it, but
I have a good guess on this, because I remember at the time there were two police officers who had been reported as hospitalized from the fighting.
Right.
And one of them, which I guess is this guy, was said that the protesters threw something, I'm assuming a rock or a brick, hit him. He was taken unconscious. And then the following day, a police officer has died. So I'm guessing it's that one. Might be the other one. Yeah.
Well, this was an officer, Brian D. Sicknick, which is a strange name. He was responding to the riots, and he was injured while engaging with the protesters, and then returned to his division office and collapsed. He was hospitalized and then died at 9:30 p.m., which is obviously terrible. I find it interesting, though, that AOC is like, this is a terrible attack on our republic. It's like, you're in defense of the cops now.
Like, you're a socialist.
Aren't you in favor of, like, defunding the police? Aren't the police bad? A tool of white supremacy?
Setting up concentration camps.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, aren't they oppressing black people? Aren't you on the side of the megaphone? Anyway, and the police chief of Washington, D.C. has resigned. Police Chief Stephen Sund has resigned after the protests because he says, it comes amid heavy criticism that his department was unprepared for the protests despite warning signs that they could become violent. So it's weird how there were... I mean, you would have thought that on January the 6th, amid... the idea of stopping the steal and 100,000 Trump supporters, they would have had slightly more security. And that and the people who were smashing the place up so that people can get in, and then like the crowd just filtering in slowly, because it's, oh, this is interesting, you know. I feel that there are different elements that are being sort of involved here, and it doesn't look like the MAGA protesters themselves were actually the driving force, frankly.
I mean, they did subsequently bring in some kind of armed unit to clear the place room by room, and they arrested people, got them out.
Sure.
But why were, you know, four police officers at the fringe of this trying to hold people back?
Yeah.
Surely you'd have at least 100. You know, you'd call in everything you have just to make sure this couldn't happen.
It's crazy. Unless, of course, it was to their advantage.
Which is a theory I disavow. So,
yes.
Just to be perfectly clear.
Right, let's go on to. I don't think we get time for the third segment, so we'll do that tomorrow.
I'll try and be quick. But the thing I wanted to talk about was the obvious hypocrisy of all this, because there's you know, again, just for YouTube and anyone else, no, shouldn't break into things. No, shouldn't, you know, smash the windows. Blah blah blah. But
if you do, make sure you take weed with you.
But this is not an opinion shared by everyone. This is an opinion shared by the right wing for the last 4 years. And then, of course, you see some people saying this is fine now, which I disavow, and they shouldn't say that.
Yep.
But the left wing has not shared this opinion for the last 4 years. Absolutely not. And I'm not going to take any moral lectures from these people telling me that this is horrible. People should act. We should not be doing violence. We stand with the police. After the last 4 years of defund the police, you know, screw the republic. This republic is being run by a fascist who's setting up concentration camps.
This is not the USA here. We've revolted against it.
Yeah, setting up independent states.
Yeah.
Like, these people... No, I'm not taking anything. I'm really annoyed about this.
Yeah.
So the we're just letting John get up the last couple of bits. But the thing I want to talk about here was obviously just to lay out for people who might not know. So the first thing is Andy Ngo's tweet here. So the same time that these Trump supporters were storming the Capitol building, Antifa in Portland.
Storming?
Yep. Yeah. I'm happy to use that term just for this. Because
ambling into the Capitol building.
Stumbling.
Yeah.
With their walking sticks.
Enjoying the walking tour of the Capitol building.
Antifa were also trying to get inside of the courthouse in Portland. Still. This is still going on. After what must be, I don't know, a year, a month, 6 months?
It's been something like 150 days.
But that's the endless violence. You know, sporadic throughout the entire year, at least.
Well, in Portland, it's been like well over 100 days, probably about nearly 200 days straight of Antifa riots.
Yeah.
Ted Wheeler got punched in a restaurant by Antifa the other day.
Mm. But But this is, you know, this is not news. This is absolutely nothing. This was not mentioned anywhere because why would it be?
But somehow this is not a threat to the Republic.
Yeah. So I wanted to get the images
I
up.
I guess because Nancy Pelosi doesn't have an office in there.
Just for a timeline to make people understand. Like, this is Berkeley in 2016. Remember when Milo went there and they set fire to the place? Armed forces had to come in, get Milo out for his own safety against his will, I believe it was. He didn't want to leave. They said, no, you have to. So fine.
Yep.
And then we have the IEDs. So this was Portland. They started attacking the courthouse. This is a screenshot of when an IED went off that was thrown at the courthouse.
Yep, I remember.
Okay. Still no disavowal. Still actual endorsement of what was going on. And then we had the shooting.
Antifa's just an idea, man.
And then we had the shooting that took place in Portland. This is the Molotovs first. So this is there were three thrown at this instance at police officers.
I shouldn't laugh, but the Footloose remake of this video was the best thing in the world.
Yeah, no one was hurt from this. At least killed. I don't know if his feet were hurt. But subsequently, there have been more Molotovs thrown at police officers. Still no disavowal. Still no, this is bad. Everyone shut their mouths because the election was going on.
Yep.
Can't dare. And then we had the guy getting murdered. I mean, 100% Antifa murdering a Trump supporter in the middle of the street.
Yep.
And nothing. The Vice ran a defense piece for him.
Yeah. Well, he was interviewed.
He was interviewed to defend himself, saying, oh, it was self-defense.
Yeah.
Even though we have the video evidence
of
that not being
true. You hid
true.
Behind a pillar and then snuck out and shot him in cold blood.
Yeah. And okay, these are just random acts of violence or whatever, maybe. But let's talk about ICE. You remember the guy who went to the ICE facility?
Yeah, he tried to firebomb the ICE facility.
He didn't try, he succeeded.
Oh, did he actually succeed?
Yeah.
I thought he was shot dead though, wasn't he?
He threw some kind of device that was incendiary, set fire to the facility, and then the cops came out and were like, what the hell is this? He had a rifle, so they were like, all right, fine, I just shot him to death.
Because
this terrorist is attacking the building.
But he was under the impression that these were concentration camps, and the person who called them concentration camps was AOC. So this appears to be a direct causal linkage to her extremist rhetoric inciting violence that got a man killed.
So that's a government building. You know, that's a federal government building. Let's talk about the courthouse, federal government building.
Yep.
We've also mentioned before the fact that you had Kavanaugh, where they stormed the courthouse.
They didn't just storm the court. They occupied
the Senate.
And several buildings around it, and there were 300 arrests.
Yeah, so don't tell me this is some kind of new event, for one. But also don't act like this is, oh my God, how can this possibly happen? Because you guys made this normal for the last 4 years. That's how this happened. But I just wanted to play the response to get the point. Like, no, these people in the center of the Democratic Party, Joe Biden himself, refused to disavow this. So the first one here is Joe Biden not disavowing Antifa's violence, and instead saying it was a myth. Sorry, saying that it was just an idea.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing.
FBI director.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious. That's what FBI director
gentlemen,
said.
Well, then you know what?
We're done, sir. We're moving on to the next.
That's after they bombed the courthouse and thrown Molotovs at the police.
Unreal.
Just no self-awareness.
Just an idea, man.
It's not just the leader of the Democratic Party and now Democratic president. It's also much of his senators. We don't have time for all of them, but the best one I've got to put up is this guy saying that the whole violence is a myth whilst the violence was going on.
Yeah.
It is true. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth. It's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sir, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
That's unreal. I mean, the chap asking him is a guy called Fleckus. I've been interviewed by him before. He's a really nice guy. And you can see by his polite demeanor there, he's exactly the same. He's...
Do you want to pause it?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's completely right in what he's saying. This guy's just lying or in denial.
Yeah, and it's not just him. Senator Hirono, you remember Ted Cruz asked her repeatedly, will you disavow the violence? Nothing, absolutely nothing. You saw the candidate running against Ted Wheeler when she asked, okay, well, what if there's people in the building and you set fire to the building? Do you disavow that? And her response was, I'm not causing the violence. I'm not participating in the violence. Just dodge the question.
So who said that?
The candidate running against Ted Wheeler.
Right.
So also Democrat. Oh,
the Stalinist. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So let's not play this game, because we've also got this from iHypocrite, who's a great follow. But to be honest, I'm at the point where I just get off Twitter.
Yeah.
So this is him archiving the fact with Kamala Harris here with that bail fund. tweeting out that, guys, you need to donate to this because Black Lives Matter and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that this money was used to bail out two lawyers who had firebombed the New York Police Department car. Really?
This is unbelievable.
Like, this is the vice president now.
Yeah.
And then we have the president saying it's an idea. But this tweet is still up. We can get the next one. Her tweet is still there. She feels no embarrassment about this. Like, she's obviously been called out about this, but she says nothing. It's just, yeah. If you can chip in, chip in.
Total frauds and liars, both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, obviously.
But a fraud would be someone who's just taken advantage, doesn't really have an interest. Like, I reckon these people do have an interest in it, and they just, they're happy for the violence to go on.
Hmm.
And they demonstrate that through their actions, which they've done.
Yeah.
Okay. Compare that to Trump making a video, publishing it, and saying, go home.
And then getting censored.
That's the
censored
response.
On the premise that this video is going to create more violence.
It's a great point.
Maybe from the left.
This is not only still up and Kamala hasn't deleted it, Twitter didn't delete it. Yeah. It's still there. No one cares. But let's just talk about some of the... So a lot of videos and images started circulating, and a lot of leftists decided that this was a great point to make, which is that this image of Washington on fire was caused by the Trump protesters, and oh my God, this is unreal. And she's not the only one there, Samantha. There's a load of others who did it. And then, you know, correctly being pointed out there, this is from June.
Yeah.
This is not the MAGA guys. This was months ago.
Yeah.
Remember when you said nothing?
Yeah, yeah. This was like 5 days straight of rioting in Washington, D.C. Didn't go near the Capitol building because, of course, that had protection. But this oh, no, I'm wrong. Sorry. They did go near the Capitol building. But this is just fires and looting and burning of just the property of private citizens. You know, if you're a business owner, screw you, don't care. But this was when Donald Trump was forced into the bunker underneath the White House because the protesters were trying to break into the White House.
Yeah, and Candace Owen did a good job of demonstrating this as well in a tweet, which is just images of what was going on. You know, oh my God, yeah. How horrible. Oh wait, no, this is months ago, so no one cares.
Yeah, this is Black Lives Matter. I mean, this isn't a threat to the Republic. This isn't insurrection.
This was supported by them. It wasn't just that they said nothing. They set up a bail fund. They defended it, saying it was an idea. It's a myth. This isn't happening. Compare that to Trump saying, do not do any violence. Yeah. And of all the violence they did...
Time to go home in peace and love.
Yeah, they broke down some doors into a sacred building, the Capitol building. Yep, okay.
Into a building that is public. They technically own, the people, own that building.
But there's the point. It's the elite. The fact that the senators and congressmen were threatened. We've got to do something. This is horrible.
We could all have been killed.
Yeah.
Shut up, Lindsay.
Poor people.
Florida man wasn't going to kill you. Those weed smokers weren't going to kill you. They just wanted to prat around.
Yeah, but poor people, regular people, being killed in the street, having their property destroyed, their businesses burnt down. Nada. Not a problem. Blatant. I'm not having
We need
this.
To bail these people out of jail.
Yeah, we need to help them. Yeah. We need to help the guys committing the violence.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned earlier, I wanted to get Kavanaugh up just so to make the point that this isn't, you know, storming a building isn't new. Like, these are the leftist movement supporting crowds breaking into the Senate building and occupying it to try and stop Kavanaugh from being appointed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, that's a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. And I remember seeing videos of it at the time where you have a bunch of middle-aged white Karens trying to break the door down. It was really funny because obviously they were never going to break that door down.
No.
So they're just like banging on the door and smashing it with things, but it looks really pathetic. But they still did manage to occupy it. So.
Yeah, so don't give me this BS. This is new. Yeah. It isn't. And the other response to this has been obviously the immediate cancellation of anyone who dared to try and disavow the election results.
Yes.
So this is Josh Hawley we covered previously, who gave a speech against the results. And the response was that his book calling out big tech for being tyrannical, The Tyranny of Big Tech, has been cancelled by his publisher. They're not publishing anymore. Which is weird considering we just saw a massive tyrannical push by big tech in response to this event.
Yes. And this is a duly elected senator who is exercising his constitutional prerogative to contest the election results in a lawful way.
Doing his job.
He's doing his job because of the complaints of many of his constituents. And
you can disagree with him.
Yeah, exactly. And he might be wrong. He might present the case. They'll present the counter case and he'll be like, well, it's obvious you're wrong, Mr. Hawley. Sorry, but thank you for your time. And he'll be like, well, okay, fair enough. There we go. What else can you do? But instead, he just gets deplatformed. And if elected representatives can just get deplatformed, then everything's on the table.
If that's the standard.
Yeah.
What leftist is standing?
Yeah.
Name one.
It's the MAGA movement that is going to be just roundly deplatformed from everything now.
Yeah.
So this is why we're recommending you Follow us on Rumble. Follow us on Parler. Follow us on BitChute and Minds and all of the other alt tech platforms that aren't going to deplatform the MAGA movement. You are not going to be allowed to exist on Silicon Valley platforms. Yeah. I mean, okay, let's just get to the end of this bit because...
Okay, I'll try and be quick, but I just wanted to point out, you know, the alternative, the defense of looting here, like if we can get that up. Like, yeah, that's published. That's fine. No problem. People promoting it during everyone looting.
Oh, yeah, there were loads. Like, you know, there was... loads of different ones. The NPR promoted this. You think there's normally quite a neutral platform, but no, they promote this. And Florida man just looks... I just love this guy's face. He just looks like such a normal, nice guy. You know, he's just like, yeah, just having fun.
But then we have Joe Biden's response to this. sorry, we have the white thing first. So this is a guy saying that if they had not been white, you know, think of the carnage that would have happened. It's like, we know.
Okay, hang on. They've never fired on a Black Lives Matter protest. They've never done it. Not one black person is dead because of the billions of dollars of damage and the 15 or to 19 or whatever it is, people dead from the George Floyd riots. Not one black person was shot by a cop because of that. And yet, a woman, an unarmed woman, was shot because of this.
Yeah.
So we can imagine the carnage. Zero. Love my zeros. Black Lives Matter got a zero, right?
What did the mostly white protesters get?
They got shot.
Just a lie.
You can say, imagine the carnage, but we can.
But I wanted to get this video up. So Joe Biden gave a response to this whole thing, saying that no one can tell me that if it had been a group of BLM protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently. Weird grammar.
Well, yeah, you'd be in their defense. You'd be saying it's great. Lindsey Graham surely wouldn't have said they're going to kill us all.
So we have a video just to demonstrate.
But before we go, like, Lindsey Graham go, oh, we could have all died. And it's like, why do you think that was on their mind? Why are you projecting that from your mind into their minds? You know, what are you thinking? Why do you think that that's what they would think you deserve? Just out of interest, Lindsey. Would love an answer. But anyway, go on.
Yeah.
Can't hear any...
No, this is the other video.
This is the wrong one.
Go back. Wrong video. Sorry, technical issues.
Yep.
Gotta go back one.
Yep. How's it?
No one can tell me that if had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol. We all know that's true. And it is unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
That's reparations.
I agree, Joe.
That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right. They would have been treated with far more deference and none of them would have been shot.
That's what happened. We had that over the summer. None of them were open fire on.
Yeah.
There was some police brutality in cases, you know, using tear gas when you shouldn't have. Well, tear gas and flashbangs were used the other day. So don't get me
exactly the same kind of behavior, except it was worse for the Trump supporters.
But we also have a quote from Andy Ngo, which summarizes the fact that if they were BLM, you could shut your mouth, I'm not taking this.
Yeah, go on.
So if you can get that one up. So this is Andy Ngo talking about the fact that there have been months of riots in Portland, and the narrative is no one cares.
Which one is this?
I think the computer might be dead. There we go. So Antifa have been trying to break into a courthouse downtown. They've been smashing up businesses one by one. Portland riots. Oh, no, that's the first tweet. We need the last one.
Yeah.
We're ordering a new computer at some point.
We will, once enough people have subscribed to loadseats.com, we will order a new computer for John. It's all right. Take your time. Just close some of the other tabs or something. Right, there we go.
Yeah, so the quote here is, BLM Antifa tried to break into federal building in Portland for months in 2020 using explosives, power tools, ropes, etc. The tanks never came in, and the national response was that it was wrong for federal officers to even protect the building.
Yeah, and I remember this very clearly. And in many cases, they didn't. In many cases, like with police precincts, in courthouses, and entire areas, like square blocks of the city, they would just leave to them, and people died. People died. People got their livelihoods ruined. There were people trapped in these. So, what was it, 6 people died in the Chaz?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, it's mad.
That's just Chaz.
Yeah, that's just the Chaz. And it's like, okay, So we're just acting like nothing bad has ever happened.
We know, Joe Biden, what would have happened if it was BLM. Nada.
Yeah.
You guys would have decried it and said, we must do nothing.
You'd raise money for them to bail them out.
So we have one last video, which is just to show, well, if it was BLM protesting, you can say, what would be the military response? Mm-hmm. But what would be the media response? And I've just supercut this with what the media response was on today's events to show how ridiculous it is. Yeah. So if we could play this.
I want to be clear in how I characterize it. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now. Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
People get mad, and people get sick of it. People are risking COVID to explain to this country that we're fed up.
Could you imagine if the media said that about those events?
No.
No, but they did say it about more violent events over the summer.
Yeah. And we're not saying that they should have been doing this either.
No.
We're not saying, unlike the media, where they were just playing defense for all of the violence, looting, burning, and murder that Black Lives Matter and Antifa did, we're not saying these guys are in the right. Like, if these people get charged with whatever crimes for breaking in and stealing the speaker's podium and things like this, good. That's what they get. They shouldn't have been breaking in and doing it. You deserve to get charged for the crimes you commit. End of story.
So the progressive opinion is that, well, it's social justice when BLM do it, therefore they're in the right, everything's... But these Trump supporters who have broken some windows and stormed in, that's wrong, and we must decry it, and these are terrorists, and we must take the harshest action possible. Yeah. That's the progressive opinion, and that's allowed on all of social media. That's permitted. That's perfectly fine. But if you want to take the liberal position, which is that violence is bad when BLM do it, in fact, it's very bad because they're burning businesses down and killing people, and also violence is bad when you storm a federal building, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
That if you say, okay, those two are bad things, but, you know, they should go home, as Trump
has
done.
It's a consistent standard.
The consistent standard is banned from social media.
Yeah.
The inconsistent standard is the one promoted by social media.
Yeah. So. It's atrocious. I can't stand it. But we were going to talk about Trump getting Alex Jones from the internet, but I guess we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Which was going to be my dovetail there. But.
Yeah, we haven't really got enough time because this, again, took longer than I expected because there's just so much to go through. And there's so much we're not including as well. Again, this is why we've got the website. There's so much on there that we're not including. Anyway... Yeah, I know. We're not going to have time to go through yesterday's one, man. So we'll just go through today's one. And we apologize for this, by the way. It's just the numbers are going up on the podcast, which is wonderful. Obviously, thank you all for listening. But it means that when it comes to Super Chats, we become quite restricted.
It's only so many hours in the day.
Yeah, and we've got, you know, I've got to finish this Marcus Aurelius book review. We lost the battle, but not the war, says Krizzle. Focus on seizing ever more hearts and minds. The inevitable leftist overreach will create hunger these 4 years. Man, I'm looking... there's a part of me that's looking forward to 4 years of Biden and Harris because it's going to be as bad as you can expect it to be because they will think that they're totally justified in everything they're doing. And I mean, it's going to get bad. I don't even want to speculate, actually. James says, have you ever read Orwell's Revenge by Peter Huber? Do you think networked individualism will win the battle against oligarchical collectivism? I haven't read that, but that's the only option we have left, really, to us, I think. Krizzle says, to seek redemption in a land of heresy is to reap the devil's harvest. Seats of power are the ideal soil for the seeds of madness to grow. Well, if Pelosi's and Biden's response and Lindsey Graham's response to this is anything to go by, yeah, it kind of looks like it. Mantis Riga says, people who can't think for themselves flood the chat and comment with quotes. Kanye West, probably. Sheep exist on all sides. Learn to think for yourself. Learn to articulate those ideas. Correct. MuteStream says, I call upon all Swedes to speak up against the tyranny that was put into law today. The law that was literally deny us freedom to demonstrate. Gay inter oop. I don't know what's happening in Sweden, but apparently that sounds bad. We Play Games Badly says, keep up the great work, gents. Also, shameless plug for our rubbish gaming channel. We Play Games Badly. Go check them out. Colin Miara says, it went from eat the rich to not the politicians real fast. Yeah, right? Mm. You would think that the squad would be like, yes, yes. But no. Now it's leave the poor police alone. The politicians did nothing wrong now that we're politicians. The engaged few say it is as if it was necessary before a reign of justice appears that everyone should suffer a cruel retribution for some of their evilness and some for their lack of understanding. Frederick Bastier. I haven't heard that before. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, looks like America has finally lost, and so there goes the money, I bet, rip. Man, I'm sorry to hear it. RCT says, do you hear the people sing the songs of angry men?
Well, the revolutionary spirit suddenly dried up, didn't it, AOC?
Yeah. Where's Bernie? We want a revolution, we want a revolution. Okay, well, it's here, Bernie. What's going on?
Not this one.
Yeah, not this one. Yeah, exactly. The working class are rising up, Bernie. What are you saying about it? Nothing. Just go sit in your third house, you shell.
Oh, yeah, I can see singing the song of angry men.
Yeah.
The super chats are singing to us.
TF Wolfsbark says, Norwegian money to our British heroes. Oh, thank you. While the Trumpsters, 2020 chances are shot, there's always tomorrow. The universe is only constant is change.
Well, that's true. He ended his video he released yesterday by saying this is the start of our pushback or something like that. So I do wonder if he's still planning on running in 2024, and that's why they're trying to impeach him, so he can't do it.
Well, I wouldn't be that surprised, but I think the torch should be passed to someone a bit younger, because in 2024 he's going to be like 78 or something or older.
Tucker Carlson would be ideal.
Tucker would be ideal.
I agree.
Yeah. Whoever's prepared to cross the Rubicon. Alex says, do you think a MAGA party is inevitable to force GOP's hands like the Brexit party did to the Tories? The cathedral has total control of US politics. All of this is only really possible because of the weakness of the Republican senators who are not MAGA senators. It's embarrassing to watch them think, oh, we'll cling to the Democrats as if the Democrats aren't going to throw them under the bus the second it happens. Again, Lindsey Graham, you guys want power. I hope you never get it. Well, you've now just helped hand it to them. If the Republicans had formed a united front and said, look, we are not going to cooperate because we believe X, Y, and Z, and you need to be held to account for what we believe and we need to have it out, then none of the Democrats would not be able to do this.
Look at Mitt Romney, your point about them being weak. Like, think about how many things they called him, and now he's suddenly on their side.
Yeah, oh, Black Lives Matter, Mitt. Shut up. Commie.
Like, they think you're a Nazi. What are you doing?
Mute stream simping for Hugo again. Martin Michaluk, Aussie here, can finally afford a super chat. Oh, thank you. Have you heard about the new lockdown in Brisbane? Mandatory mask too. Can you talk more about Australia and China? We would, but things in America seem to have been grabbing the news at the moment, and it seems to have been worth commenting on. I wish we had got to the Trump getting deplatformed stuff, but we'll do that tomorrow. Chez614 said, have a look at Trump's I say it's posted by Twitter Media Studios run iPhone as normal. Carefully look around at his neck. I think it's a deep fake. Not tomorrow. On Monday, we'll talk about it. I mean, Trump will probably have been deplatformed from more places by Monday, so, you know. Trevor Travels the World says, Trump is done, Pence is done, the GOP is done, and the only way forward is the third position. No, that'd be nonsense. Like, MAGA can easily rise from the ashes from this. Ashley Babbitt will be our martyr. Paul designed a flag. Possible pilot deviation. I'm glad the politicians were afraid. I want them to fear us. Guitar operator says, watching Trump's speech was like watching someone from North Korea being held at gunpoint from behind a camera. Absolutely deflating to see. Same with Kaylee. Depressing. See guys. Yeah. God help us all. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't like the fact that Trump has been defeated by the deep state and the Democrats and the cowardly rhinos. And I hate to have to use all of these cliched terms, but I mean, they seem to be accurate, to be honest. Oh, I think Trump has been defeated.
Breaking news. We didn't get time to cover it, but the Chinese embassy tweeted out support for their own genocide. And Twitter has written back to the journalists who asked about this and confirmed it's not a violation of Twitter's policies.
We'll put that on Monday. Ultimate Power says to Lindsey Graham, when the people fear the government, it's tyranny. When the government fears the people, it's liberty. Yeah. So that's Lindsey Graham is objecting to a state of liberty. Will you keep calling for peace, but all I hear is blood for the blood god, skulls for the skull throne?
Disavow.
Well, we disavow because we are contractually obligated to.
Especially the forces of chaos.
Yep. Stay frosty, sending Aussie dollars before they become Chinese renminbi. Wish us luck in our trade war. Love your work. Have strong, resilient, independent media is integral when it comes to hunt us down during the healing phase. Yeah, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Then it's going to get really bad. Student of History says, Io, is Trump the modern Gracchi brothers, or is the modern Gaius Marius without the Sullan Marian War? Personally, I'm thinking the latter. I'm actually thinking this has got more shades of the French Revolution at the moment. And I think Trump is Louis the 16th. So, some oil guy. Interesting times. Give me a call when we are still allowed to capitalism. Yeah, right. We're not allowed to capitalism at the moment. Everything, we're in a lockdown. Everything's shut. We're essential workers, so we're allowed to work. But the other people are not allowed to work, which is awful. Astronaut Kitty says, I'm sure the Founding Fathers would have let them burn down our businesses, call us racist, lock down our country, steal our elections, censor us, lie to us, spend our money, and never do anything to retaliate. Yeah, I mean, if there's one thing, right, this thing, like, so many people go, oh, this is un-American. It's like, really? Revolutions are un-American, are they?
Like, you're a revolutionary state.
Yeah, the Founding Fathers would hardly have been like, well, in principle, we disavow storming the government buildings. What? You know, what are you... Nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. And that's why it's like the most American thing that's going on. It's the most American Americans who've ever Americaned. Like the boomer Americans who are doing this. And they're actually rising up and it's not even very scary. But again, I think things are going to get worse, man. I think that Biden and Harris are going to start implementing quite radical change. And this is going to be unacceptable to a lot of people. I have to disagree with your characterization of Biden and Harris as con artist. Artist implies they're any good at it. Touche. Shay says, meant to be, say, Twitter video, it looks like his head is superimposed on his head if you look carefully around the neck collar borderline. Seems off. I'll have to have a look. Morgan Lippincott says, how can opposing factions that don't even agree on what morality is, let alone what is and isn't moral, ever reconcile? Well, this is why Joe Biden's, we need to come together and heal. It's like, Joe, nobody believes you and they can't trust you. Possible pilot deviation. Please stop using YouTube. I know you broadcast here because it seems to be the large audience, but we are here because you are here. No, you've got to go somewhere else. We're on all the other platforms. If you're watching us on YouTube, it's your fault. You know, you're the ones using it. We're on all the other platforms. So, you know, if we got like 5 people watching us on YouTube and like, you know, 10,000 watching on DLive, then we'd just be using, we'd be talking about DLive's terms of service. You know, so yeah, it's like the fact that you're here gives YouTube the power that they have over us. I mean, we're broadcasting to the website as well, aren't we? Yeah. So you could just watch the podcast at lotusseats.com. Oh yeah, yes, that's correct. You can send us video super chats rather than as a prepaid sort of super chat using the subscription service. Sean UK says, the breaking in a few people stealing stuff makes us look bad, but those cowards using it as an excuse to push Biden through on the GOP side, disgraceful. Yeah, look, Lindsey Graham and the rest, like the cuck Republicans, are just a disgrace. Akronite, and you're never going to get fairly treated by the Democrats. In the moment where they think that the MAGA are rising up to hang them, they'll be like, oh no, Lindsey, we're brothers, we love you. But in 6 months' time, when the things die down and they need to advance their agenda, you're going to just be thrown under the bus, Lindsey. They're never going to sacrifice anything for you. But yeah, Akronite 87, it's time to start stealing and protesting local offices of senators and reps. No. We can't be promoting uprisings and violence. Cityware says, fight back now and migrate to Twitter and Parler, YouTube, BitChute, WhatsApp, Facebook, Signal. Take their power away. This is the only way. See, this is... He gets it. Possible pilot deviation says, give it a trial run at least, announce them a podcast. Well, you're going to have to listen to Cityware. Why are you watching on YouTube? You know, you've got to stop watching on YouTube. People have got to stop using YouTube and then... we'll be forced to go across these other platforms. We're already there. You know, we're already there. But anyway, can you go up a bit, John? DRT is King says, Trump vid looks like it was deep faked. Really? I'll have to look into that. Because, I mean, the message was really weird. Like, the message was very establishment. It was essentially Joe Biden's message, right? So it's like, it was weird and it was disappointing to see Trump bending the knee. Autists on this corner of the web have been looking into it. GOP meeting Trump said nothing about invasion. Cyrus Guitar and Lift says, hi, Sargon, been a fan since 2016. Hey, man. You have been a better teacher for me than any teacher I've had. My band is on Instagram at type_99_band. Well, thank you very much, and go check them out. Joe Woodland says, the answer seems to be a series of fortified and armed self-sufficient homestead communities. Imagine the world press when Joe inevitably sends in the troops. Well, just make sure that you've got supplies, your lawfully owned firearms, ammunition, and plenty of fuel. Royal Ulster Constabulary says, the left uses violence against people and goes after businesses, where the right uses violence against property and goes after the government. Yeah, this is another important point. Like, look at the direction in which is this going. Who is harmed by this? Who is like even targeted by this? Oh, the government, the people with power.
Even if that's not enough, look at the response. Who are they censoring? The ones who threaten the status quo.
Yes.
If the ones who are not threatening the status quo are still, they've still all got their accounts on social media. None of them are gone.
Well, Black Lives Matter, was it 100 million or something, or a billion or something like this?
They're all on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all
they've
of them.
They've got huge amounts of money, massive connections.
Rose City Antifa in Portland, they're on all of them.
Supported by the mainstream establishment because none of them are a threat to the current order.
Royal Ulster Constabulary. The left uses violence against people. Arcanite. If it were BLM, the police would have been kneeling.
Yes. We should have got a video of them doing that, shouldn't we?
Yeah. AS Lane. The people that took over the Capitol building don't deserve the comparison to BLM Antifa. There's little to no true comparison, not least in the lack of violence. Taking a moment to shill. Passablemedia.com.
Exactly our point.
Alexander Cross, no taxation without representation. It was true then and it's true now. This hypocrisy cannot stand for long.
Yep.
Eazy-E, their disdain is clear as they call themselves the entire government.
Yep.
As if there weren't two other branches and the state levels. Yeah.
Yep.
No, let's talk about how Texas state thinks about this.
Yeah.
Sick perfection. When every means for a redress of grievances are stripped away from the plebeians, how could anything less be expected?
Hmm.
That's an opinion. I think we have to disavow. Because YouTube. The Earl of Longford, fight for your institutions. I've worked for 16 years, both voluntarily and professionally in ROL and UK.
Republic of Ireland.
Republic of Ireland, UK. The leftists indoctrinate your kids and are not the extreme. Sorry, indoctrinating your kids are not the extreme. Antifa, but the gateway.
And have no backbone. Yeah, this is exactly right. This is something I keep saying to the right wing. You're letting leftists turn your children into leftists. This is unconscionable. You should have control of education. You should be keeping leftists out of education.
I mean, gonna make a joke, but I can't.
No.
Friendly neighborhood Swoyer. Left seem to have disgust for Trump supporters while also holding them to a higher standard. Maybe they see their mission as divine and justified. Yes, they do.
Well, I mean, what standard did Black Lives Matter ever held to at all? Like, there is no standard. And as with Constance, it's like, look, we understand that you are being held to a higher standard. That we don't even, we don't hold that, like, his country of Russia, they wouldn't hold themselves to that standard. They don't hold Black Lives Matter to that standard. They don't hold, middle-class white leftists to that standard. But working-class Trump supporters who love their country are held to the very highest standard. And I hate it.
It's
not because they're white. It's because they appeal to the ideals of the Republic. That's what it is, right? They are saying, we want these ideals. And they're like, well, how dare you? We're not upholding those ideals. Yep. We expect you to uphold those ideals.
The socialists who say we need to destroy this country, burning down the country. Yeah. Of course, they're not held to the same standard.
Of course
who cares? Like, of course they're going to say that.
But they should be held to the same standard. So they get arrested and, justly punished for what they've done.
Yep. Midnight 90. I'm glad to see that Afghanistan has sent the troops to stabilize the region. Scrotchy McDump Waffle.
Nice name.
Joke earlier meant to say them, but the narrative is being portrayed this way because the ruling class see that the commoners aren't intimidated by them. This terrifies the cathedral.
Yes.
Latin name, I can't read it.
Caerulius Valentinius.
I made a video on Facebook censoring Trump, and Facebook decided I had harassed someone and banned me for 30 days. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, we have similar things with people who are banned in the UK.
Yeah.
Even if you censor them out of your image, you still get a ban.
Facebook's irrational.
Yeah. Alexander Cross, it's like even when we sink to their level, we're still better people. So it's more funny than scary.
Mm.
Yeah. Square Inch, this is a narcissism epidemic. Just mirror them. I'm not transphobic. You're sexist. Race consciousness is racist. Pay me for my time. I don't think they'll care. Sterling Jennings. Old enough to remember when terrorism was used to send my friends and I to war and spy on the American people. But could you imagine if it were BLM? Yeah. White Hot Peppers. Hey, Carl. I was there in DC, and I was trying to tell my dad it wasn't as bad as the news made it sound, but he just called me a Trumpist terrorist. What did you do? I think I might have to cut him out of my life. Feels bad, man. Well,
don't cut your family out of your life, because at the end of the day, you need to be in contact with them to make your case. Just show them that you're not the thing the media is portraying you as. But yeah, it's obvious that it was nowhere near as bad as the media is claiming.
Yeah, I assume you filmed it. If not, just show them the footage we've showed. It's like, well, if this is terrorism, it's a low bar.
Yeah, send them this podcast.
Bobar Joe 93, Vosh on Kenosha. When rioters approach, do nothing and accept. Vosh yesterday, arrest the rioters and enable the riots are bad. Simple. Yeah, I mean, if we took the Vosh approach to this, I suppose Lindsey Graham should have just given up. Be like, right, fair enough.
But Vosh is just the most obvious grifter I've ever seen. There are clips of him reversing his position in real time when he finds out that the colour of the person he's talking to is the wrong colour. Things like this. And just like this riot's bad. Riot's good when my side doing it. Riot's bad when your side doing it. It's like
the best example was this lady who was a rape victim saying, oh, it was horrible. The accuser made me feel like it was my fault. And he's like, look, we need to believe all women, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she mentions, he was a part of a Muslim grooming gang. And he just 180 flips.
Instant.
Not a real rape victim is his position after that.
It's amazing. It's the most transparent grifting I've ever seen. And I can't believe his audience loves it. Like, you're literally pissing in their faces and they're lapping it up. It's wild.
Eric Edward, I think... Well, it's a condemnation of leftism, to be honest.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Eric Edward, I think if it was BLM, you spell that wrong, there would have been blood or a lot more. Also, please, Callum, can I have my Hugo ration tomorrow? Hashtag Team Hugo.
Yes, Hugo and I recorded the weekend podcast today.
You're filthy
animal.
So
that'll be up tomorrow.
Zed Gamer, Sargon, do you think this may be a Reichstag fire moment? Yes.
Yeah, I did mention that there will be some kind of legislation passed because of this, I think. And
the Reichstag fire decree he asked about, that's being passed by AOC.
Yes. And the weakness of the police and cooperativeness of it does make me wonder.
Where was I? Canoefly, a French longtime viewer of yours.
Bonjour. Oh.
Bonjour. I don't understand how the capital thing is even an issue. Americans have no idea how a coup actually looks. Yep. Yes. It was a literal peaceful protest.
I mean, there was one in Bolivia where literally you can see flames pouring out of the windows.
Yep.
Like that's what it looks
just
like.
Just to disavow real quick, no, there was some violence in breaking those windows. But a man who's on his, what, 8th Republic or whatever it is now?
Yeah, well, 5th.
5th.
They know
only five.
Yeah, only five. But that's the thing. You're absolutely right. They don't know what a coup actually looks like if they think this was a coup. There was obviously no plan. There was no direction. There was no one leading it. And no one claimed power. Like they occupied the building and no one was like, I'm the new leader of the Republic.
Was Viking Man when he was stood in the chair going, I'm the speaker. Like, is he claiming power now?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Baked Alaska's phoning up the Senate going, I'm in charge.
What? I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm the Speaker of the House. Guitar operator. For the first time in 4 years, Trump looks worried about going to jail or losing everything.
Yep.
Be under no illusions. They want him cancelled and they won't stop with that.
And it's not just him. It's everyone who supported him. They will come for everyone who supported him.
They're only after him because they're after you. It's a great quote.
Yep.
Sterling Jennings. Remember when a Bernie bro shot up a baseball game?
Yep.
Petridge Farm, remember?
Scalise. Steve Scalise came out. The guy who got shot by a Bernie bro was like, oh, this is terrible violence. It's like, dude, they shot you.
You have the scars.
Yeah. Unreal. Unreal. But anyway.
Amphitheus
guy.
Hey, chaps, just wanted to know what sources you are using for this episode so I can share it.
Well, you'd like to go to lotuscaesar.com and look at the podcast page on there. It'll be the page in the top right. That's the latest podcast. We list all of our sources on there.
Yep. Jack Burton. If this really is the end of the Republic, who do you think would be Cicero?
I would suggest Cicero would actually be Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of a better name. Distance. I'm not going to lie, these protesters are actually kind of adorable.
They are.
Yeah, they're such meme lords.
Unironically, a bunch of, like, the little old lady, I couldn't find a good picture of her, but, like, she's such a little old deer, and she's got a little American flag and a little mask strapped under her chin, and she's just smiling in the sun. It's just like, like, oh, look, Joe Biden's denounced you, I'm afraid, dear. You know, you're going to have to go now. You might get arrested because you're apparently overthrowing the Republic.
If, like, if there are any political cartoonists listening, I'd love to see, like, a cartoon of Mitch McConnell saying they're going to kill us all. And like, the
yeah, yeah, exactly. Juxtaposed with her. You're like, and the Florida man just like, ah, he looks like such a happy guy.
Like, put all the characters in next to him. Like, exactly. Really? These guys?
Like, the memes of it that have come out have been amazing, you know.
Weavesburg. Remember when the left wanted to tar and feather Congress over the stimulus?
Yeah, but AOC now is a total defender of statism and the American Republic. The white supremacy that she hated so much yesterday is now something that is sacred and needs protecting.
Random gamer vids for £5. Nothing to say, but thank you very much. Brian Oldman, they died with protest, but not of protest. Lol. Zero Red Fox. You want to say this?
Yeah, book club idea for the political climate and the rise of the SJWs from a professor who survived communist Poland. Political Ponerology by Andrew
Babutsky.
I can't pronounce that. I'm sure that's a good suggestion. I'll Google it afterwards. But honestly, the reason that I'm doing Aurelius is that I think it's genuinely something that people need to think about, like, because it's about your own self-control and your own reaction to things. And so I have chosen this specifically because of the political climate, because I actually think that Marcus Aurelius will go some way to making you feel better about the things that are going to come, right? Because it's going to get worse, and you will want some kind of you want a handle on your own mental health. That's why Marcus Aurelius will help.
Big Talaska, I am the Senate.
Do you hear me, Nancy?
As he says to a phone that's got no line. Like, they turn them off. Easy E. One lady was shot by
Chuck Schumer's office? Over here, sir.
One lady was shot by the cops, yes. Will the House have a tasteless moment of silence where they kneel like Sith Lords for her as well, or is it not convenient? They will say nothing. She'll be decried as a traitor, and no one will try and endorse her or even remember her.
One Republican on Fox News said that she deserved it.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about corporations as well. Every corporation supports Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
Coca-Cola have already come out and denounced this.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Like, who wants your opinion?
Thanks, Coca-Cola. Otherwise, I might have thought that you were in favor of it.
Yeah, and they're not going to say anything about her death. They don't care.
No.
Sone Arkale? Bad at name, sorry. For someone who lives in the DC metro area, they implemented a temporary firearm ban in DC leading up to the protest. Funny. Almost every person seems to have obeyed the order and left their guns at home.
Yeah, I haven't yet seen a single firearm on any of the MAGA protesters.
Prove us wrong. The Impaler. Joe needs to read the part of the prince that begins, but even a man who becomes prince against the will of the people with their aid of their nobles.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've read The Prince, but basically... Machiavelli's position is the best fortress that a prince can have is the love of his people, right? Yep. It's the thing that keeps him most secure. It protects him from outside invasion and insurrection by the nobles. Joe Biden, I don't think, is likely to have the love of the people, and I don't think it's going to last. I think...
he always says, like, his supporters, you don't see them because of COVID. Well, let's wait for COVID to end. See how many turn up.
Yep.
Easy E. Do they still want to defund the police? Apparently not. Because police giving directions politely seems what they wanted 5 months ago.
Yeah, but they don't want it for them. They don't want it for you.
It's called the social workers to the Capitol to de-escalate things.
Yeah, no, but they want that for them. They don't want it for you. It's one rule for them and one rule for the rest. They want you to get Billy clubbed out of existence by the cops. They want the cops to stand by and point directions to the Molotov-wielding Black Lives Matter protesters.
Yeah. I mean, when they even felt slightly threatened, they all ran to bunkers and called the armed units.
Yeah.
But for you, burn down your business, kill you in the street, don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I'll donate money to the people doing it.
And the thing is, if I were like a Republican MAGA senator, you know, like Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz or something, I wouldn't have left the Senate when they came in. I would have stayed in the Senate and talked to the protesters.
Smoke some weed with them.
Yeah, exactly, right? Then, because I would have just been like, right, so what's happening? Oh, the MAGA protesters are breaking in. Great, I love MAGA. Like, I'm the guy who's leading the charge on their behalf. You know, they're not going to attack me.
We met a member of the House.
And if it was a coup, that's what would have happened.
We met a member of the House of Lords from UKIP once who gave us a great story. There were the minor riots outside of Parliament. And all the parliamentarians, the upper class, were like, oh dear, what's going on? We can't possibly go outside. And this UKIP guy was just like, no, watch this. He's very upper class.
Yeah.
So he dressed up in his suit, got his hat on, went out with a top hat, and they're like, they're going to eat you alive. What are you doing? He just went out. Rioters came towards him, just took off the hat. I was like, how do you do, gentlemen? And just listened to them and spoke to them.
Yep.
They were there for political reasons. They weren't there to kill people.
Yep. And that's exactly the same as the MAGA guys. They just wanted to be heard, which is why they brought megaphones and not guns. Yeah. Next time you might not be so lucky. You know, next time it might not be idiots from the internet.
Yeah, maybe it'll be BLM, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Random game of vids. you kids, why don't you have a male, pale, and stale identifying person giving the highlights?
Giving the insights.
Sorry, insights. I'm happy to help. Just give me a moment to find my teeth and power up my Zimmer frame. Okay. Daniel says, I was on the opposite side of the inauguration side at 2 p.m., when we went through the gates and occupied the back steps. Video on my YouTube channel. That's Daniel J. Korika, if you want to check that up.
Right.
Alexander Cross, I would like to amend my previous statement from better people to goofy idiots.
Yes. But like the other one said, it's still kind of lovable, though. Like, because that's the thing. Like, I spoke to Baked Alaska. Like, I was in 2017 when I was debating against the alt-right, trying to explain to them, look, being the alt-right is not a good idea. I mean, you know, you don't want to be a racist, obviously. You don't want to be a fascist, obviously. Yeah, racism not good. Fascism not good. Stop being these things. And Baked Alaska was a really friendly guy. Like, he's not the best and brightest, but he's a really friendly guy, and I think that he got sucked into it because of the sort of friendship of it rather than the ideology of it. But anyway, oh god, we're gonna have to go because we have yet more interviews for people taking positions here, social media managers, in fact.
Do you want to blitz through?
Yeah, right. So don't send any more, please, because we really do have to press on. Possible pilot deviation. I said it before, but when my dad saw the guy with his feet on Pelosi's desk, he laughed like a schoolgirl. He's 65, and I've never seen him so happy. Exactly. Stephen Thompson. Americans don't own a dozen guns each. Three are recommended. A handgun for point defense, a shotgun for crowd control, and a rifle for persistent problems. You make us sound impractical. I make you sound like collectors, like connoisseurs, okay? Possible pilot deviation. To the last commenter, I have 8 guns, mostly for historical reasons, but some of us are small arsenals. Only some?
Only 8.
Only 8. Boatswain Bill. I'm not sending Super Chat because you are saying things I want to hear. Load Seaters are simply broadcasting the truth. We're doing our best.
Facts.
Yeah, we're doing our best. In the short term, this is horrifying. In the long term, this is necessary. This is righteous, says AJ Cross. Disavow. Because we have to. Stuart McLean, the Trump sticker was slapped on that helmet about an hour before he got there. Wake up, Callum. Could well be. And I was the one who pointed out the Trump sticker. C-Day says, I have well over a dozen guns. See a real American. Must arm the squad.
An arms race in our chat.
Yeah, must arm the squad and have extras in case of malfunctions. Exactly. JJHW, Capitol Police, understand democracy has been subverted. Relevant Fight Club quote, the people you're trying to step on, we're everyone you depend on. Yeah, and that's another thing as well. Like, the lady who got shot was a veteran, you know? Yeah. It wasn't like Antifa, where Kyle Rittenhouse shoots into a crowd of Antifa and shoots a pedo and a wife beater. You know, these are people of quality, people who have actually served, people who have done things and made the country function. Like, you know, be careful what you wish for, Pelosi. Relly Kegs, thank you for the donation. Easy, it's just property. Doesn't the government have insurance? Rights to the voice of the unheard. Leftists who preemptively supported this by accident.
Fox.com.
Exactly.
They have an article exactly saying that.
Yep. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not like it's not guaranteed to get replaced. No, you know, no one's lost any money individually here. Louis Roberto says, useful idiots to the Dems 9/11. It was a perfect setup. Brace for the struggle sessions. Yeah, it's not going to go well. Show Sugino, the US Capitol experience is mostly peaceful protests, but everything was insured. Cheers. Matt Barnes says, I bet Nancy's office furniture was burned and replaced because the filthy peasants touched it. That seems to be the response, doesn't it? That really seems to be the response. Punk Ducky says, people shouldn't be afraid of the government, just governments should be afraid of the people. Yep. Grimbald Knight says, Tulsi Gabbard could unite the US in 2024. A center-left Bane woman, a non-SJW military vet who hates corruption. Shame the Dems will block her. Yes, they will. A deplorable pirate captain says, a bunch of unarmed LARPing Ralph Wiggums stormed the Capitol. Most powerful leaders in the world soiled their pants. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. A bunch of unarmed LARPing Ralph Wiggums went to the Capitol, smoked weed, and took selfies. Like, no wonder the cops are just like, yeah, go over there, chap. That's what it's not nearly what is being
like
called.
The I'm learning meme, except it's I'm cooing.
Yeah. Right. I'm afraid that we're probably going to have to go because we'll go through a few more, but we're not going to get through all of these. I'm really sorry about this, chaps. Daniel J. Corica again. 20 minutes before we were allowed in the gates, unmarked police vehicles and an armored one were parked directly in front of the Capitol steps. They were left unlocked. Seemed like a setup to me. Relic Egg says, I really like your Memento Mori article, but using Sweden as no lockdown success story really tracks it since they currently claim it failed. Well, I didn't say it was a success. I said it was just a policy. Yeah, it was a policy they followed and they ended up in exactly the same position as us, except they're not locked down. So the point is the lockdowns didn't have any particular effect, apart from ruining the economy. Robert Connor says, just like the rise of Trump, this was a warning that no one was heeding. A handful of peaceful citizens seized the Capitol. What do you think is going to happen if they have to come back filled with terrible purpose? Exactly. Stephen Amore says, Hitler put billions in the public sector, more than Corbyn. Doubtless.
I just want to mention as well, like, the idiots thinking, oh, we'll impeach Trump and this will go away. People aren't going anywhere.
No, this is, like, if they go after Trump and do something stupid, then I think this will push us further down the path to civil war. I don't think it's a good thing. And they should stop. You know, a mature thing to do would be to say, look, when, you know, we accept, well, look, we've won, we control the House, Senate, and the what was the other bit? The Congress. The House, Congress, and the presidency. And so we control it all now. So now we can afford to be congenial and like, you know, not vengeful. But it looks like they're going to become vengeful. And that means civil war. So terrible. Garrett Ford says, Tim Pool, advisor reporter announced that speaking the DC police that reports an officer died were incorrect on Timcast IRL last night. Okay, I'll have to check that. Eric says, Carl, I'll give you my firstborn daughter if you debate Jimmy Snow. I don't know who Jimmy Snow is.
I'll Google it.
And I doubt my wife would approve. Yenlis says, hey, did you see the police at Julian Assange demonstration carting away a 92-year-old man? Yes, I did. No respect for the elderly. Thanks for the work. Salute in my last super chat. Name backwards. Callum Giselle? I can't read backwards. Roughneck MP. The left, oh my God, they stormed into the Capitol. The right, it's okay, they have insurance. You'd need a chainsaw to cut through the hypocrisy. Say her name, Ashley Babbitt. I watched a video of her walking to the Capitol as well. She'd recorded it on her phone. She seems like just a totally normal person. Just totally normal. You know, she seemed quite nice. Northamptonian Knight. Boston, March 5th, 1770. Ashley Babbitt, thoughts. I don't have time to give them, I'm afraid. Carlos Eduardo Fernandez. Double standard of the mainstream media make me sick. Keep up the good work, Carl. Thank you. 2A says, DC is 95% Democrat. No chance of fair trials. Yeah, right. Stay Frosty. Imagine the carnage if they were black or BLM. To be honest, BLM is a bad comparison because they are white.
Yeah, it's another good point.
Yeah, many of them are, yeah. Chris Bingley, 4 years, try 10. There were violent protests in 2010 when the Tories formed the coalition government, and again in 2015 and 2017. Yeah, but we're talking about the most recent, most immediate context. The Dark Wall, violent insurrectionists, all I see is an election of love. All I see is a bunch of stoners streaming on the internet and laughing with their mates. That's all I see, really. Winter Phoenix, Forest Kirin, had they been led by a more decisive prince, the leadership crisis would be now over. Persecutions will follow, but the movement will harden and lose its naivety and reform. The Gaelfs know the art of how to return. Yeah, well, this is one of the things. Like, the MAGA movement is now in for a struggle. And so the MAGA movement needs to start ensuring that they have their professional activists, as Lenin would advise, and they have contingency plans. They have make sure that you are not under the power of the people who want to hurt you where you can. Alexander Cross, you all should have part of your weekend chat dedicated to reading missed super chats. Maybe, but we've got loads, to be honest, and we've got loads to do, and we just don't have time to do any of this. Like, it's really this is why we're hiring people. In fact,
like, we finish filming at 5 p.m. and then we're leaving the office anyway.
Yeah. So. All right. The lack of proper security is astounding. Yes, it is. Congress chambers should be designed to be impenetrable when needed. It should be built like a bunker. Well, the argument is that would make the government look like an occupying force. And to be honest with you, if the people are just going to walk into the chamber of their elected representatives, why shouldn't they be able to? Why shouldn't they be able to? Thug Life Bear, let's put it on record. The Capitol was not stormed. That's correct. 100 or so people pushed past the barricades and blundered into the chambers by accident. Then they took selfies and messed up Pelosi's desk.
Not correct. No.
Well,
because there have been footage of people having to break down certain doors. But some of them did go in accidentally, yes.
But stormed really makes it sound like there was resistance, and there doesn't seem to have been much resistance. Convincing Reality says, have you seen the video Dankula posted yesterday about the police breaking into a family's home in Scotland and violently arresting them for disturbing the peace?
Yep.
Yes, I have. It's disgusting. But Scotland is run by the Scottish Nazi Party, according to David Starkey, and I stand by that description. You guys, Memeology 101, Sky News Australia seem to care more about giving an honest and fair reporting of what's going on in my own country than any US media source. Thank you and God bless. Well, we care about what's happening.
Do you watch Memeology 101?
Sometimes.
Great channel.
I don't watch much these days, to be honest, but like, you know, occasionally it'll come up. I like his little Netflix intro.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Most Insane Man Ever, for that pound. Harry the Human Substitute says, it seriously wouldn't surprise me if they tried to make opposing them completely illegal. Sorry, dyslexia. Right, I think we're going to stop there because we do have to get prepared for this interview.
And but saying it wouldn't surprise you, it's happening.
Yes, it is happening. You're going to be made illegal by the government. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining us, and we will see you back on Monday. There will be two weekend podcasts, and next week, the Marcus Aurelius Book Club will be out, as well as a premium podcast that Callum and I are going to do. I would have had this one finished sooner, but all of this kicked off and this kind of took up all our time. But I want to talk about Lynn Wood's revelations. Lynn Wood's prophetic tweets.
I'm sweating.
That Mike Pence would betray Trump. They're just saying. Lynn Wood's been saying a lot of fun stuff and we can't put it on YouTube. So it's got to be a premium podcast. And Sylvan for sending through $50, by the way. Thank you, Lotus Eaters. Well, thank you, Sylvan, man. Really appreciate the donation. And thank you to everyone who's donated. And we're really sorry we're not getting to your comments. We're doing our best. You guys can see there are a lot coming in. And
we already had to cut a section.
Yeah, we already had to cut one of the sections that we were going to do that we'll have to do on Monday. So I'm afraid you're just going to have to forgive us on this one, guys. But yeah, we're going to have the Lynn Wood Premium Podcast. And then we're going to have some other ones as well next week. Hopefully when this is kind of blown over a bit and we can get to other things. But thank you for joining us, and we'll see you on Monday.